USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Georgia today is reopening a number of businesses that have been closed because of the coronavirus outbreak, and many more states are now starting to at least make plans for how they'll be reopening, including Pennsylvania, Maryland, Missouri, Oregon, and Idaho. At yesterday's White House briefing on coronavirus, Vice President Mike Pence said,
Mr. President, with the guidelines to open up America again, states are making plans. And at your direction, our task force will continue to work very closely, providing them with the resources to be able to implement those plans in a safe and responsible way.
President Trump will sign a new coronavirus small business relief package today that was passed by the Senate earlier this week and by the House yesterday. It'll provide additional funds for a small business loan program that allows employers to keep workers on the payroll. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. The time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.